Well, good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
I am wonderful. I am eating.
Are you enjoying your little salad?
It's not a salad. I just made, I cooked some spinach. I just sauteed it with some, like, the citrus herb seasoning that I have. Because I have zucchini and squash and salmon roasting in the oven.
Ooh.
But I have not really eaten anything today, so by the time I got home, I was famished. So I was like, well, let me just cook this bag of spinach real quick. And I know it sounds real greedy that I'm eating an entire bag of spinach, but it really cooks down to, like, nothing. I don't know if you've ever cooked spinach before.
No.
But
well, with salad, yeah.
Yeah, it cooks down to absolutely nothing. So it was, like, a good serving of greens by the time I cooked it down. But I'm eating that, and then after we finish recording, I will go and eat my actual dinner.
I need to be at your house right now. For real.
It's good times over here.
Well, good evening, everyone. And welcome to Instead Jabari Fox, the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on this audio experience. I run the website InsideJamariFox.com, where I update it daily, where I talk about life, love, pop culture, and everything in between. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Karaoke.
Hello!
So let's go. So, I'm a little moody.
Okay. Thank you for the warning.
Yes, I'm a little or a lot of moody, depending on where this topic goes. So my energy level is at probably a 30. But let's get into, I'll get into why I'm moody, but we'll talk about your week. How was your week?
Oh, my week was busy. We just wrapped up our show.
Woo!
So very excited that the show is over.
Back to weekend schedules.
Yeah, right. So, like, back to kind of normality, but between performances and rehearsals, the last 6 weeks of my life have been just monopolized by theater. So I have not really, like, done dishes, done laundry, swept. So, like, I'm glad to be back to my real life, but my real life is also a shambles. So lots of catching up to do, and I am in the process of selling the condo.
Oh, my favorite.
Because, so we were renting the condo, well, renting a room on Airbnb, which apparently was against the HOA rules, and I didn't know that. But, so we had this guy come, and, like, way too friggin' energetic. Like, he called me one day and was like, hey, my name's Harry from Missouri. And I was like, telemarketer?
Spam call? Am I gonna be blocking you?
What is happening here? But this was, like, 4 days before he was supposed to be here, like, super excited. And I was just like, oh, gosh. And I should have known that things are going to go downhill. But despite him having specific instructions on how to get to my condo complex, to get in the gate, how to get in the place, like, he has a door code. He could have punched in his four numbers and walked on in the door. He went to the office and gave them all of the emails and confirmations and the this and the that. So the HOA comes to me. And not that I would lie, but I didn't even have a chance to, like, kind of mitigate it and make it sound better. Like, no opportunity to spin it, because he gave them every piece of correspondence. Like, they were like, he's checking in this day, he's checking out that day, he's paying me this much money.
Damn.
And I was just like, okay. And so they were basically like, you can rent it on Airbnb, but only as a whole unit, not as a by the room. And then, because all of the units have to be resided in by a single family. So we can't rent out individual rooms. Thanks, Harry. And we can't stay there because my person who is currently there can't afford the rent by himself. So he can't stay there by himself, nor can he get a roommate because of this whole, like, one family situation. So we got to sell the condo. And now I'm trying to get that done in like 60 days. So my week has been stressful.
That makes me sad because your condo is really nice. And when I went down there to stay, there was this cute little turtle. I think I named him Larry. Who used to like come out and sun himself on whatever that thing is in the middle of the pond right behind your house. Larry, we're not going to see Larry anymore.
We will not see Larry anymore.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's inconvenient. Like, I don't want to move back in there because it's far away from everything that I have to do. And now that I just bought this house. So, like, I don't want to, you know, I'd have to sell that house or try to rent this house and move back up there. And, you know, then I'd be 45 minutes away from everything again. And I don't want to be bothered with it.
Damn.
So just no more condo.
No more condo.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
And no more spinach. It was delicious, but I'm done with it. But now I have spinach teeth.
Well, thank God you're not in public. Because, you know, there's those people that you'll have spinach teeth and they won't even tell you, hey, you know, you got some in your teeth. You'll be sitting up here talking to people with a big ass piece of spinach right in the middle of your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I have spinach in my teeth, and that's fine if I do. But do you ever eat, and I don't know if it's just like cooked spinach sometimes, like the backs of my teeth feel. Do you use bar soap?
Yeah.
Do you know, and have you ever used body wash?
I do bar soap and body wash.
Okay, so the difference in your skin after you rinse with bar soap versus body wash. You know, like when you use body wash, your skin just feels like tighter and drier.
Yeah.
Okay, so the back of my teeth feel like bar soap. Like that kind of dry, whatever.
That's a good way of putting it. That gave a good example. Good example.
So they're I know that they're like, they're clean, but they just feel like dry and rough and I don't know. It's weird. And I call it spinach teeth because it only happens to me when I eat like a cooked spinach. So
I think I'm going to try it. I think I'll try some spinach this week. You got me inspired.
Oh my gosh. And it's so easy to whip up.
Yeah. Just a good saute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
back to your emotions on 30.
All right, I'm going to try to tell this story. First of all, let me put a disclaimer. I love my friend dearly.
No good story ever comes after that disclaimer.
I love my friend dearly. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But this weekend, legit, was an eye-opener for me.
Okay, well, you went to New Orleans this weekend.
I went to New Orleans this weekend, and it was a very spontaneous trip. I've never been to New Orleans, and like 2 weeks ago, my homegirl, who is the friend that I love dearly, said, hey, pack a bag, be at JFK for a 7 o'clock flight. We're heading to New Orleans, bring some spending money. I got the hotel and all that covered. And I said, oh, well, shit. You know, I haven't left the city since I came to see you. I don't really travel like that. You know what I mean? And I would love to, but, you know, money was tight. Things were tight. So I just, you know, traveling wasn't an option for me. It's more so getting my shit back together and a little light shopping. Anyway, so she works for the airlines, right? The first problem I have is this standby shit. Standby sucks.
It does.
And it really fucking sucks. And to me, like, you know, it can be a little lowbrow a little bit because other people have paid for their seats and now you're waiting to see if you can get on a flight. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That morning, So everyone had paid. It was a full flight. And then if whoever didn't show up, I was number 2 on the standby list. it looked like I wasn't going to get on it because it was packed and people were just coming and coming and coming. And I was like, let me find out that I packed my bags, got all this shit together, and now I can't even go. So then I have to go back home with all this shit. Ended up getting on the flight. All right, cool. We get down there, and then I had to wait for her an hour later because she was getting there at like 10. I got there at like fucking 8 o'clock. So I had to wait down there for a minute. I charged my phone. You know, I was just kind of looking around the airport a little bit. Either way, one of the things that I realized is you can't go to New Orleans without an itinerary, especially during Mardi Gras. Like, we went down there, and I didn't really want to do a lot of, like, clubbing. I just wanted to go experience the culture, experience the food, you know, go on a tour, you know, take pics, just be in the scene. Apparently, she wanted to get drunk like a 19-year-old college student. So we had two different ideas of what our New Orleans experience was. In the day, it was nice. You know, we went to this nice restaurant, Cafe Amelia. We had what I felt was the best shrimp and fucking grits I ever had. Because, okay, you know, New Orleans is known for their food. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. Like, it was nicely seasoned. The shrimp was huge. Like, I was like, wow. So I was expecting more of that. Yeah, no. I tried to make the best of it, but I was getting really aggravated just by how things were going. I went to a crystal shop, ended up buying some crystals, but I just felt like I could have stayed home. You know what I mean? I didn't see any parades. I was on Bourbon Street. It was fucking millions of people. I kept being force-fed all these goddamn drinks, you know, and I'm like... After a while, I just started getting to the point where I was like, all right, I'm done. I want to leave. But my friend was like, no, we can do this. We can go here. And I'm like, dude, I'm done. And I don't think she was understanding my social cues of I'm done. I don't know how I don't know if I needed to make a sign. I don't know if I needed to put it on a marquee on top of my head. I don't know if I needed to blast a rocket ship in the air and then it would explode in the sky and say, Jamari is done. He wants to go back to the hotel. Didn't know if I needed to do that. But, you know, we kept going and going and going. And she ended up getting sloppy fucking drunk. I felt like I had to babysit. You know, like, I wasn't having a good time. But I tried to make the best of it of, you know, social media is funny because you'll go to somebody's page and you'll be like, damn, they're having a good ass time. Look at all these videos that they're recording. Right. They're doing this. But legit, the person is pissed off by the scenes. There's some shit going on in the background, but it looks so perfectly done. And that's how I tried to do it. But I was annoyed, like, probably 90% of the time. Coming back now had me all the way annoyed because my friend, she decided to have her flight before mine because she had to get back to her state. And she got on a plane and I'm like number 4 on the fucking standby list. And I'm like stuck in New Orleans and she's in the fucking sky headed back to her place.
Wow.
And I was legit upset. Like, here's my thing. If let's say it's me and you and I had the option of, you know, working for an airline, I would make sure that you're on a plane first. We're going to suffer together. If you can't get on the plane, I'm going to make sure that I am at least there with you so that when you do get on a plane or we don't, at least we're there together. We can spend the day there again together. You know what I mean? But I'm right. By myself.
Right. Because I'm the one who invited you. I should be making sure that you get off before I go.
Exactly.
And come back home.
Right. Exactly. And that's the shit that had me all the way pissed off. Like, you are in the sky right now heading back to where you live. I am still down there stuck. And then there was two flights back to NY and both of them were packed. Like, I was number 4 on the standby list and then number 8 on the other flight. So it was like, the lady was like, don't even put your bag on this fucking conveyor belt because that bag is going to get to New York before you do. Right. And that had me all the way freaked out. So then she's like trying to get me on a flight, go to Nashville and transfer here and then go. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? And then her service wasn't working. I was just like, you know what? Ended up going to Southwest. Southwest, you know, God is good. Like, the universe and, well, the universe and God, whatever. The universe looks out for me. I'm going to say the universe for this. The universe looks out for me. Because I was flipping out in front of that woman. Like, I was going the fuck in. And the lady was like, let me tell you, a seat just literally opened up to the flight back to NY. It's just randomly just opened up. Do you want it? And I was like, well, she's taking her sweet ass time to respond. She's telling me go here, ask for the cheapest flight, do this, do that. I don't have fucking time. Like, I want to get back home regardless. I want to get back home because I'm alone. If she was there, it would have been a different story. We could have, you know, kind of done something. But I'm alone. So right. I want to go home. This lady tells me, well, it's going to be $359. I came out of pocket $359 that I don't have.
For a trip that was supposed to be free for you.
Right. I don't have a job, but I'm out $359. Thank God I brought my credit card. You know what I mean?
Oh my
God. I'm just a little upset because, one, I have that going on. Two, I still feel a little annoyed with my friend for just how that went down. And three, I didn't really have the experience I wanted in New Orleans. Like, I wanted the whole experience and I didn't get it. You know,
I'm assuming that you've talked to her.
She was talking to me while I was flipping the fuck out. Okay. And then after I had to pull out my credit card and hand it to the woman and I watched her swipe my credit card and the bill came out, that's when I said, and I'm done speaking to you.
Wow.
And I'm done speaking to you. Not speaking to you forever, but I just need a moment.
Right.
Because at that moment, I had to pull out money I don't have to pay to get my ass back home when I should have been covered by you. So we have nothing to talk about right now. Next time, what I've learned is, I'm not ever flying standby again. If you're going to fucking put me on a flight, make sure the shit is paid for. Make sure my seat says D2 or B11.
Right.
A6. Back going round trip. Whatever. I need a seat. I'm not doing standby. Like, that's ridiculous. But yeah, I'll do the New Orleans thing again. But I need it to be a different ball game. Probably. If I go with Mardi Gras, I'd like to go with a group. And yeah. So that's why I was so fucking annoyed.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why, like, ugh. So, you know, I'm here because I love my podcasting and I love my foxhole. But I'm a little furious.
As you rightly should be.
Okay. A lot of furious. So I'm just trying to get, you know, and I'm tired. Yeah, you know, that should have been a weekend trip. It shouldn't have been 24 hours. Something like a New Orleans definitely needs to be a full weekend.
Oh, definitely.
Or if it's Mardi Gras, because I know Fat Tuesdays is tomorrow. Like, I have a homegirl who, she's from Mardi Gras, and she's like, well, damn, you should still be down there. Like, everything, Fat Tuesday is the culmination of everything. So that's when it ends. Like, that's the best time to be there. Nope, I'm back home. Because this was poorly, you know, as much as it was spontaneous, it was poorly fucking planned. So, yeah. Maybe, you know, I'll meet a foxholer who's from New Orleans and can give me the whole New Orleans experience. But, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've never been.
Well, we should go. And we'll have a full itinerary of what the fuck we're doing. And, yeah. That'll be fun.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, topics of this week. First thing I want to discuss, I watched the Kobe Bryant memorial today.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad. I was like, am I in the emotional space to watch this?
Probably not.
Probably not, because I bawled from, it didn't even start. And I was like, oh, God, I get I was just a mess. Beyonce performed, she performs, I know she performed Halo.
And she's saying, I don't know what the song is, but XO?
XO and Halo.
Okay.
And it was beautiful. absolutely beautiful. She did a good job. Again, tears. Then when Vanessa went up there to talk, I was like, oh, she's going to take me out. She's going to take me out. Because, you know, she has lost a daughter and a husband. You know what I mean? And we haven't really seen or heard from her just by little IG captions. But we haven't seen or heard anything. So when she went up there, I was expecting full tears. But she delivered her speech very well. It was very sad, very bittersweet.
And now she's suing the helicopter company.
She is suing the helicopter company. I don't know why, though.
I don't either. But, I mean, my thing is...
Is it because you're emotional and going through pain? I can understand, but why sue? He's been taking that helicopter for years.
Yeah, and people, I don't really understand why people are like this. And I guess, and I can't, in her case, it can't be just for money. But there's a lot of people, like, everybody's suing over shit now. Like, you know, when I was a kid, like, we had birthday parties. And, you know, if we were, like, on the slide or the swing or whatever, you know, you fell down, you hurt yourself, you put a Band-Aid on it. When the kid's mom came and picked up, be like, hey, your kid fell, I put a Band-Aid on and he's good. And that was it. Like, nobody sued over, like, child endangerment. Now I feel like every time something happens, somebody wants a lawsuit. Somebody needs to sue. Somebody's trying to make millions of dollars. Like, the that Zimmerman fuckface. Right. Now he's suing Elizabeth Warren and somebody else because on the anniversary of, was Trayvon Martin? Mm-hmm. On the anniversary of his death, which was recently, they made posts and now he's suing them for $325 million because Why? He said that they slandered his name when they were like, honoring Trayvon, and we need to stop, like, gun violence and racism and whatever. And so by putting those two ideas together, Zimmerman says that they slandered his name. They're making him look bad. So now he needs $325 million.
Oh, God.
Because what? Because somebody said something about you? Like, I just feel like the whole world just needs to calm down. Like, everybody is trying to get a come up because of, like, accidents happen. It is what it is.
You pushed me on the train. I'm suing. Like, okay.
Yeah. And I mean, and like, if you want them to, if you legitimately want people to do better, like you want companies to, you know, be accountable for making sure that they're putting their safety measures into place or whatever, that's fine. But like, why is everything a fucking lawsuit?
You know, it's funny. I'll get emails from guys that have been in scandals and they'll send me a message. I'd like you to take my name and information down off of your website or I'm gonna contact my legal team for you. Like, your legal team? You are not even a celebrity. You are some random on the streets. Like,
and on what grounds?
And on what grounds are you gonna bring somebody to court? Because they talked about you? Oh, boo fucking who, sir? Grow, get some fucking... You were involved in the scandal. If you didn't want to be involved in the scandal, you shouldn't have did what you did. And I, one, wasn't even like, the stories don't even come from me. Like, it's not like I'm like, so guess what I heard, guys? Because it came out of someone who was telling me. Usually it's a story that's already out there that I talk about. So right. Why aren't you going after the person that initially started it? Right. I'm getting my whole legal team for you. Who are you, fucking Beyonce? Sit your ass down.
My whole legal team.
You don't, what, 1-800-LAWYER? Sit down. Sit the fuck down. So, I don't know. But it was sad.
Yeah.
And I looked at her face after it was done and, you know, this is it. That's the last Kobe Bryant anything. You know, there was, you know, during when someone dies, there's that moment of death. Then there's the moment, you know, where people are still in shock. Then mm-hmm. there's the funeral, and then we move on. Now she, like, we're moving on. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So we've put him to rest, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know? So I saw a sadness there. Like, this is it. This is the final chapter. It's done. The book is closed. We, you know, we're moving on. And, you know, I'm sending prayers to her and her daughters. I'm hoping that they can bounce back and, you know, they can heal, because this is a time for them to get to healing. And, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, I've lost people, so it's really hard to just, like, start over and they're not there anymore, and you want to say, hey, I want to, like, I'll be like, I want to call Star Fox and tell him about this fucking New Orleans trip that went to hell. Oh, I can't.
It's like, oh, he's not available, my phone.
He's not available anymore. You know what I mean? So it's like, I get it, you know, and I understand the pain, and I hope that she has a good support system around her to keep her strong.
Yes, and I'm sure she does. And I think that it's important to grieve and come to terms with the loss of people, but it's also important to celebrate the life that people had and the time that you enjoyed with people while they were alive, and that death is inevitable. It's going to happen to all of us at some point. So you have to remember and celebrate the good times that you had. And I think that's important, to celebrate life in addition to mourning death. And so for that reason, I don't know how the internet in general feels about this, but I thought that it was funny that Michael Jordan was joking about making, like, he's probably caused a whole new crying meme.
I laughed so loud.
As did I.
But I hope they don't, because that was, I mean, I don't know why he was crying the first time to make the meme, but I felt like this time I wouldn't want to see a meme of Michael Jordan crying at somebody's funeral. Like, I feel like it's understandable. But, you know, the internet is undefeated, so they'll do something to make me laugh.
Yeah, and even if the first one is the only one that ever, like, really takes off as a crying meme, I'm like, I can appreciate that. Like, I mean, you're clearly grieving. We know that you and Kobe were close, so it's not like you're being disrespectful, but I think that it's nice to be able to laugh during a time like this. When, like, grief is really heavy, and it can really get you down, so it's important to remember that there's still stuff to laugh about. There's stuff to smile about. There were good times to think about. It's not all just the fact that he's gone. There was maybe not enough time, but there was a lot of time that there were a lot of good moments that you had with Kobe and everybody else in your life who has passed. There were definitely good moments, and that's what you should hold on to, not hold on to the grief and sadness and misery.
And one of the things too, he was a light. He was a light to many people. And that is something that he's left an impression with so many people that they're not going to forget him.
Yeah. You know,
he is literally a legend now. So he is going to be immortalized for generations to come as one of our greatest, and died very tragic. So, you know, sad. It was like, I'm still in shock that Kobe Bryant is gone. Like, that is still shocking as fuck to me. But, you know, life has a way of becoming very real. It also has become very real. I just got this story that was sent to me. Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, yeah.
He was found guilty.
But not on, like, real big stuff, though.
Right, not the big stuff. But it says here, Harvey Weinstein was rushed to the hospital by ambulance on today, shortly after being found guilty of raping and sexual assaulting two women. This is from the Daily Mail. The disgraced Hollywood producer, 67, was said to have been redirected to Bellevue Hospital Center after suffering chest pains. A rep later confirmed he was suffering from high blood pressure and heart palpitations. I'm sure he did when he heard that he was going to Rikers Island.
Wait, what do you mean? They're holding me accountable? What? What?
Wait, what? Where are you going with those handcuffs? Oh my God, this is real. Judge James Burke had initially ordered Weinstein to be taken to Rikers Island Prison immediately until his sentencing on March 11th. Mm-hmm. Can I just tell you, and this is something about this story that's so interesting to me. You were like a big fucking deal. You had power. You were a big deal in Hollywood. Like, you made shit happen. And your fall from grace is one for the record books. Like, this hyena was literally out here tormenting all of these people. People need to understand, the tables turn eventually. Cause and effect. Karma happens. Karma is real. And when you do things hurtful because you have a little bit of power, or you're just a real fucking asshole, it's going to come back to you. This man is literally going to jail. He's like Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, I'm still, like, confused why Bill was doing what he was doing. Like, the alleged what he was doing, because, you know, Bill is maintaining his innocence. But just all, like, I'm just so, like, baffled. Like, Harvey, what the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah.
Now, and that's the even thing if that you I get think... out of jail, nobody's even going to give a fuck. Like, he's literally done. Like,
he's done, yeah.
He's done.
But that's the thing that people, when... There are a lot of people, and even in less serious situations, people often operate on kind of a, I'll do what people, I'll act right when people can see me.
Right.
And I always told my daughter, and I don't know if she listened or not, but I often told her, like, do the right thing because it's the right thing to do, not because anybody's watching you.
Right.
So, don't steal shit because you think you can get away with it. And don't, like, so, like, don't rape people because you have the power to do it. Like, don't take somebody something because you want it and nobody saw you take it. Like, just be a good person. And then you don't have to worry about shit like this coming back to you. And I'm sure that now he's looking back and, you know, whether, you know, he's not saying that he did anything, he so claimed that he's not guilty or whatever, but now you've been found guilty of these charges. Him and Bill Cosby and anybody else, I don't want to make
R. Kelly.
And R. Kelly. Like, so I don't want to make it like, you know, I'm going to persecute the white guy, but not the black people. So, like, anybody who's done these things, and so you can maintain your innocence, but in your heart, you know if you've done these things. And you know, like, that should make you feel like a really shitty person. And I don't know if any of these people will ever be like, you know what, I did it, I was wrong, and give a heartfelt apology to people, and then try to get that story out there to let somebody else know, like, this is everything that I had that was now taken away from me because once upon a time I was a hothead. I thought that I had all the power in the world, and this is what it took for me to realize that I don't. And so you don't be like me. Like, you be a better person. And so,
well, I think they're psychopaths, so they don't have that there's that thing missing that makes you feel sorry for doing the things you do.
But you know, I don't think that Harvey Weinstein is a sociopath, and I don't think that Bill Cosby is a sociopath, and R. Kelly is just dumb as fuck. So, but I think that they are claiming that they didn't do anything. And I think that that's more just because they have a lot at stake. Like, they have a lot of, there's a lot of money riding on it, there's a lot of reputation riding on it. And even if, you know, like, now you've been found guilty, so even if, you know, you serve your time and you get out of jail, blah blah blah, like, your reputation is still destroyed, but you've got that little shred of your reputation to hold on to by saying, I didn't actually do it. They, like, the court found me guilty, but I didn't actually do it. So I think that they might feel like there's a little bit of a reputation that they can still hold on to and maintain. But if you actually have done something horrendous, and you know you did something horrendous, and I hear what you're saying about people who are sociopaths and psychopaths, and they're like, they completely separate themselves from events that take place and acts that they commit. But I don't feel like Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein and R. Kelly are like that. I feel like they're real people with real feelings, and they have really just gotten fucked because their lives caught up with them.
Yeah.
And because I really feel like they have good opportunities to get out and not get out in front of it, but to admit to it, like, confess to it, and help other people see, like, this shit is not okay.
I don't think so, because I think they're too prideful.
I don't think that they will. I just think they have an opportunity.
They're alpha males, so they're like, well, you know what? I just feel like with Harvey being rushed to the hospital, it's like, dude, cut the dramatics, okay? You did what you did, and now you're getting punished for it. Take your punishment like a man, like you made those women take whatever it is you were trying to do to them. Like,
with your vagina penis.
With your, right. Do whatever it is you were trying to do to them. You need to take all of your punishment like a man. You did this, now you're going to jail. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to have to sit there and think about what you did. I don't know how long he's going to be sentenced for, because I don't think he has the money. Because I feel some celebrities have the money to pay a judge off, so they'll get like 2 months and then they're gone. But I think he's actually going to jail. Like, he's going to be it.
He's definitely going to jail. And I don't care how much money he has, there is not enough money in the world to escape this legally, because it's been too big.
Yeah.
In this climate of Me Too and women reclaiming power and just social media, there's been too much hubbub for somebody to be like, for a judge to be like, okay, 2 years and then probation.
Give me $2 million and, you know, we're all good.
Yeah, like, that's not gonna fly. Like, people's heads would roll if he didn't serve time. But, I mean, he was found not guilty or acquitted of, like, the most serious of the rape charges. Like, he was convicted of sexual assault, but not, so, like, the predatory part of the sexual assault. He was acquitted of, like, the most serious stuff. So he could have gotten a life sentence if he had been acquitted on the two or however many counts of the real serious stuff. So I think that he might, right now, he's looking at going to prison for something like 5 to 20 years, something like that. Which, I mean, 5 years, oh, it would be such a travesty. But... I mean, I don't, we'll see.
I'm shocked he didn't hop on a plane and was like, fuck these folks, I'm gone.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going anywhere. He's definitely, they would definitely have taken care of, like, him not leaving the country. Like, somebody's definitely got his passport on lockdown.
Well, he was actually not in the country. I'm surprised he came back, because he should have stayed his ass where he was and start a new life in, you know, Spain or Zimbabwe, somewhere.
But there are a lot of countries where, I mean, extradition is still a thing. So, like, if you did something serious enough, like, the authorities in other places they're required to send you back for shit. US calls you, and I think that there are some countries that, that don't have anything to do with that, where there are some countries that you can flee to and you're good. I don't know that they're countries where you want to be good in. Like, I don't know, like, third world countries. But there are a lot of countries where, like, if you call up the UK and you're like, we have this murderer, and he's in your country, they're like, okay, we'll find him and put him back on the next flight for you.
He's eating at that donut shop down the street. Can y'all get y'all people to come and haul his ass back to the United States?
And they do.
Thank you. We'll pay you righteously. But yeah, he fucked up. He can go. Like, I feel this Me Too movement, you know, I saw something online today, and I really need people to understand how they come off. I might be a blogger, and I might say some real off-the-wall shit sometimes, but I say it in my platform. I don't go into people's DMs like, give me that dick!
Oh my gosh.
I need it down my throat right now. Fuck me upside down in the washing machine. Like, I don't do that. You know, I don't know if it's because of how I was raised and I understand social cues, but if a male is going to be interested in me, he's going to come to me. You know what I mean? Especially if he is someone that you don't know. You can hear all the rumors about a male all you want, but if he hasn't said, hey, I fuck men, or I have secretly fucked men, then you shouldn't be nasty or being vulgar in someone's fucking DM box. Like, right. Sending unsolicited dick pics and all that other shit, I just not my style. Mm-hmm. I feel like if a male is interested in me, he knows who Jamari the motherfucking Fox is. So if he wants to get at me, he can hit me the fuck up. You know what I mean? But, like, there's guys that are the attentionistos, that I call them, and I've hit them up on a very polite thing, like, hey, you know, what up, da 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 da, and they've responded very politely. I don't think I've ever sent someone a nasty message, but I've always been respectful because I understand people's boundaries, you know what I mean? And even if you get down and you are gay or you're bisexual, and I know this, you haven't given me any impression you're interested. So I'm not going to be like, today, someone who is an attentionista posted that someone was in his message box and was basically like saying, I want that dick. I need your dick to go from soft to hard. Something. And I'm like, if that male was to do that to a woman in her comment box, it would be a whole story. Why is it okay for you as a male to do it to him? Like, I might say, you know, I've said some nasty shit on my blog. I will admit it. I have said some real nasty shit about dudes on my blog, but I've just been talking on my website. I'm not in their comment box being overly suggestive and pushing myself up on them. Right. If I was to see them in public, I probably wouldn't go up to them. You know what I mean? If you come up to me and you start shooting the shit and then you start flirting and then you're like, yo, I want that. Okay, we can talk. But other than that, especially during the Me Too movement.
Not gonna fly.
Cause it works for, you know, males too. Don't think it just only works for females. It works for males too. You know, it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, I love some of my gay folks, but we can be a little too thirsty, a little too hungry for that dick. You know what I mean? And yeah, I understand that you think he's hot and you can say whatever the fuck you want on your platform. You can say whatever you want to an extent.
Right.
But when you get up in someone else's DMs, at least say, hey, how are you? Not, give me that motherfucking fat ass dick. I want it down my throat right now. Like, yeah. What? Like, is that what you would say to him in the streets?
And probably yes. Because some people are just out of pocket like that.
Oh, well, that's a little crazy. That's a little fucking crazy. But again, Harvey Weinstein, R. Kelly, and Bill Cosby.
Ugh.
Look what they was doing.
Yeah.
All right. Can I just tell you that D. Wade's daughter is just causing... She has so much people pressed.
Like, and I can't imagine why. Like, does any of this affect your day to day?
She's 12, right? 12, 13?
Yeah.
This preteen has people pressed. The level of pressedness that I achieve and that I would like to achieve in life. Like, you're just minding your business and you've got people just fucking a bit upset. That's amazing. Boosie. Oh, Boosie. Boosie went on to his social media and was going in on D-Wade talking about don't cut Zaya's dick off. I'm like, did I miss that day that D-Wade said he was doing that? Because I don't recall D-Wade saying that he was going to allow his new daughter to have a sex change. Right. But Boosie is pressed about this. Like, and other rappers are pressed about this. This is not your fucking child.
Right.
And this child is not getting abused. This child is not calling out for help. This child is not locked in the basement and they're feeding it breadcrumbs. The child is transitioning. How many other children have transitioned? I don't see them flipping the fuck out. So why is it that D. Wade's daughter is the source of conversation? Let this fucking child do what the fuck it wants to do.
Yeah. And on the other hand, and I would say that I feel like Boosie's children are definitely being abused. You're not doing your children any favors by teaching them all of this hate and all of this animosity and all of this one-sided thinking. Like, why?
Boosie was talking about having his son get a blowjob at his 13th birthday. Like, right. He looked up, like, what? Excuse me, sir?
Somebody needs to send all of these child protective service agencies that Boosie would love to have show up at D-Wade's house need to be rerouted to Boosie. Like, that's not how you raise a child.
Okay.
And I keep, like, you need permits to do so many things in life, but any dumbass motherfucking Boosie can procreate all they want. And it's nonsense. I just can't with people. Like, just let people live their lives. Like, I'll do me, you do you, and we will meet in the middle. And if we can't, that's cool. We will do our thing in separate spaces. Like, the world is big enough for Boosie to never have to have any interaction with D-Wade and his entire family if he chooses not to. So why not take that option? And he's shouting out the whole world, like, this punk-ass world is not, or this pussy-ass world is not going to say nothing to you, so I'm going to say something. No, the pussy-ass world can maybe mind their business. How about you practice that? And then he going to try to trifle and nigga shit when he going to go to the gym. The gym don't want his ass in the gym. He's going to fuck your gym. Y'all got roaches anyway.
But my thing is, you knew they had roaches. Why the fuck was you even going there?
But you was working out in there. So, like, if they have roaches, you already knew about it. You was already working out there. You weren't concerned about it. So why are you trying to shout people out? Because they don't want you. Now you want to talk about that shit. That's just like when dudes go up to girls and they be like, hey, mom, let me holler at you. And she be like, no, you're not going to approach me. Like, the fuck you, bitch. I didn't want to talk to your ugly ass anyway. Bitch, you can't talk to me.
And then my thing is, or they break up with some girl and all of a sudden, well, that's why your pussy was whack anyway, but you was fucking her for the last 5 years, so it wasn't that whack.
Right.
It wasn't that motherfucking whack.
Like, if you don't go sit your petty ass self down, it's nonsense.
I just don't understand why the gay community always has these, some of these straight people so pressed. Like, gay folks are out here minding their fucking business and doing what they gotta do. Why are you so pressed? Like, nobody is even... It's not like the gay folks are trying to convert straight folks or doing something. Zaya Wade is minding her fucking business.
All of it.
Like, what is the problem? So then that lets me know that there is some sort of hidden insecurity. Because whenever they say that, oh, a male is homophobic, so he's hiding something, I have to believe it. I have to believe it, because why is it, like, I've had dudes when I was growing up, they suspected that I was gay and started spreading rumors about me. And just, and I didn't even know them. Like, I was polite to them and very kind to them. And here you are trying to spread my, like, disrespect me for what you feel I am. Why are you doing that? So that lets me know, do you have a problem? Are you trying to fuck me? Like, what's, like, are you trying to experiment with me? Because it makes no fucking sense. It makes no fucking sense. Like, a lot of the times, many gay people are minding their business. It's they're getting provoked, and then they have to lay hands on these straight folks, and these straight boys don't know how to fucking fight like the gay boys, because they've had to fight for years. So they get their ass whooped by a gay boy, and now you want to stay in the house and hide under the bed because you got... You're embarrassed.
Right.
Like, mind your fucking business. Boosie, mind your fucking business. This has nothing to do with you. How about you mind your business and get your ass in the recording studio and do what the fuck you're supposed to be doing as far as a career is concerned? Because I don't know when last I've heard a Boosie song, but I've heard a Boosie rant. Why am I hearing a Boosie rant? Like, you should mix that into a motherfucking trap beat and put that on the goddamn air. Like, get your shit together. Like, what cracked me up was when he was like, D-Rage, you wrong. You wrong. Like, you are so passionate about this.
Right. And sit for what?
Sit your ass down, Boosie. Pop Smoke. He was a rapper.
Sure.
A lot of people are like, sure. I never really got into Pop Smoke, but I will say that he has a song called Welcome to the Party that gets the party fucking lit. Okay? Gets the party lit. Anyway, he was killed in California. Alleged house invasion. Now, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, okay?
Okay.
But you had so many enemies out here. You were supposed to perform in NY, and the NYPD said, don't even do it because people going to try to shoot your ass out here. Why? You know you got enemies, right? Now, this is where the maybe speaking ill of the dead might come in at. You know you got enemies. Why are you on social media putting your address of where you are on social media? Your homeboy in the car puts up a picture of y'all flexing, but the house address is right behind you. Anyone, we live in a social media age. 1, 2, 3, boom. I now know where you staying at. They just let the fucking hyenas come to the house and just have way. Like, we gotta be smarter than this, people. It's sad that he lost his life. He was an up-and-coming talent. But let's not act like this could have been prevented if he was a little bit smarter than this. You know? I hate to be that person, but I'm going to be the reality. That he was the cause of his own demise, flexing and putting... This is the problem with social media. We're so quick to put where we are, what we're doing, the fucking location. Come fucking find me. Like, that's where we live right now in life. And I'm guilty of doing it. Challenge accepted. You know what I mean? Like, this is where we live. This is the era that we live in. So, if you know this and you have enemies and you don't have no bodyguards in the house, what do you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
Like, you subtly told them to pull up. They pulled up. They delivered. Did you tip them? I need people to be a little bit smarter than this. But it's sad that he lost his life so tragically. He was, you know, he probably would have been something. And he's gone. All right. Next story. This one, let me tell you something.
We need to take a break.
Oh, we do? Okay. We're going to take a quick sponsor break, Foxhole, and we'll be right back. Okay, this next story. I wrote about it this week. It got a lot of conversation going. Whew. All right. I just want to make sure I pull up the right names. We have a problem. Like, we were just talking about social media.
Yes.
Lady in Indianapolis. Her name is Jane. Jane, we're going to call her Jane because her last name, whatever. Jane gets on social media. She gets on Facebook Live. I'm telling you, Facebook Live, they should never have made a Facebook Live and gave it to these folks. They should have had Facebook Live as a premium account, something premium where you had to pay for it. Folks, she got on Facebook Live. She starts outing this male who she allegedly says was fucking her. She walked in on him fucking his cousin. I don't know how true that is. I don't believe that part, but hey, that's me. So she gets on Facebook Live. She starts outing this man. She tried to extort him for $5,000. He denied. So I guess that's why she went on Facebook Live, FB Live, to start outing him and telling all his business. Well, guess what? Next day, she was gunned down in traffic. My question is, what the fuck were you thinking? What were you thinking? Now, it's divided. A lot of people are like, well, she was outing a sick-ass DL man. Another side is like, she should have minded her fucking business. Where are you at in this? Where are you at?
She should have minded her motherfucking business.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel.
I mean, like, if one of these men is your husband, and this is how you found out that your husband is DL, I understand that you would be confused and shocked and hurt, and you want to lash out.
Yes.
Don't do it. You're an adult. Take a moment, process your feelings, put him out of the house or you leave the house. You understand the relationship is probably over, but why do you feel the need to put somebody else on blast like that? And that's what I don't understand about people in general. Like, even when you're involved, like Tiger Woods' side bitch, can I tell you how I would have been paid and quiet in the motherfucker.
Quiet.
If I had anything going with Tiger, like, why do you feel the need to put people's business out in the street? Like if, especially if you're financially profiting from it, just keep your mouth shut. But like, I don't understand. This is just dumb to me. And she was like, give me $5,000. And I'll keep your secret. Well, was $5,000 worth your life?
Did you? First of all, that was extortion. She could have went to jail.
That shit's illegal, right? And is it worth it for $5,000? Did you even consider Like, that you are really, I guess, if you thought that it was important enough that these men's sexual preferences and their sex life together, if you thought it was important enough to them that it be kept a secret, that you thought that they might pay you $5,000, did you not also think that it was important enough to them to keep that shit quiet? And they would go to that extent to keep it quiet?
So again, she asked them to pull up. They delivered.
And she ain't tip them.
Okay.
You asked this. You invited this all into your life. And it's not like you don't know these people. It's not like they don't know your name, your face, your address, what you drive, where you work. These were not strangers to her. Like, you know these people. They know you. Shut your fucking mouth.
Let me tell you something. I came from the school of the old hoes. I liked how the old hoes operate. The old hoes would literally be fucking a man, married, relationship, and they was minding their business and keeping their mouth shut and collecting a good coin. If the relationship came to an end, then it just came to an end. Start over, get your fucking pumps on, get back on that corner and go look for another John.
Right.
That's the school. That's the type of life that I liked, because I have never once wanted to blast anyone that has done me wrong as far as dating. Mm-hmm. Like, I talked to a lot of DL dudes, you know what I mean? And I never once was like, and they were fuckboys. And they didn't give me any diseases. They just were fuckboys. Moved on. Karma ultimately handled all of them. So I didn't have to do anything. But this new school of getting off Facebook Live, putting shit out on Instagram, Facebook needs a thread. This new school of that, it's very disappointing. Because the thing that gets me is that there are some top-notch hoes out here that are dealing with men with money. You fucking up your entire bag putting his business out there when you could be getting paid to shut your mouth. Because right. You are holding his secret.
Right.
You are holding his secret. You have the fucking power. So you could say, well, I'm not leaving without a cute little, without a little down payment. And I'm gone. And you never have to hear from me again. But these new school hoes, they get to blasting. They trying to follow the Cat Stacks of the world and the superheads and the this and the that. They think that's going to get them fame. Well, guess what, bitch? Now you've literally told the world that when I'm hurt, I start to talking. I get to talking and I have temper tantrums and I'm basically a child.
Right.
And then now you're out in the dirt. If I am messing with any rich ass man, first of all, you'll never know I'm messing with him. Okay? I don't want people to know nothing. You might see me going on an expensive trip. He might be sitting right next to me, but I'm taking a picture of the leaves. Like, you would never know what the fuck is going on. Jabari, what you doing? I'm out. Chilling. Where you at?
Chilling.
I'm in the Maldives. Who you with? You know, I'm with a friend. Right. Who's the friend? None of your business.
Right.
Enjoy.
A whole bunch of people here. Why?
Right. Like, why you ask? Why you asking? You know what I mean? Like, that's how I choose to get down. And I feel like a lot of people need to do that too. Like, not everything needs to be, I'm blasting you. You're not getting a book deal. And even if you get the book deal, you better just tarnish your reputation. A lot of these people are blasting randoms. Like, and you have to understand that a lot of DL men are very insecure. So if they feel like you are going to put their business out there, they're going to handle you before you can do that. Now, there is another side to the story.
Of course.
The idiot that killed him, that killed her. You are so concerned about your ass, your privacy, but now you're accused of murder. So now everyone knows your DL. So you kind of fucked up. Like,
I mean, there's no good news in this story. I mean, she was dumb because she could have kept her mouth shut. Like,
at $5,000, like,
right, $5,000 is not worth my life. It's really truly not.
She must have needed to pay a bill.
Right, but I mean, like, if you needed to pay a bill, then say, can I hold some money for my electric bill? But like, if that's what you needed, then say that. But you're trying to get people to come up off of like real coin. Like, I mean, I guess there are people in this world who can afford to just drop 5 G's and not really worry about it. But like, I don't have $5,000.
Well, he was an alleged drug dealer. So
okay. Well, I mean, then that's even more reason why you stupid. Because where there's drugs, there's guns. Like, come now. Like, just let's be all the way real. And I'm not saying that she deserved to die, but she did dial that up, order it. It got delivered.
And she didn't leave a tip.
It's crazy. Here's
the funny part. If this happened in a movie or a TV show, we wouldn't feel any sympathy for this character.
No.
So, just because it's real life, doesn't mean that it's gonna have me say, oh my god, you know, she's dead and she should have died. Oh my god. No, she's a fucking moron. She was a doofus.
Yeah, people are just like, there's just all sorts of stupidity in the world right now. And I just, every time I feel like, I really try to avoid the news because there's like, every time I look at my phone, there's something stupid happening. And I'm like, what the hell is occurring in the world? Oh, you know what?
You know what it is? Before social media, we just lived in our own little neighborhood and heard about our shit going on. Now that we have social media,
neighborhood is the world. Right. Everything happens in your backyard. Right.
And it's a bunch of dumb shit.
Right. There was an article I read on BuzzFeed. The title of the article was, an 11-year-old girl's brother, mom, and dad were arrested after she was raped and gave birth in a bathtub. And I'm just like, what is going on in the world? So apparently this little girl who was 11, the whole family, I guess, showed up at the hospital, or the mom and dad showed up at the hospital and tried to give the baby to the hospital. The dad was like, it was like some chick that he was dealing with on the side, and she just came to his house and was like, here's your fucking kid, like that. And then he took the kid and went to the hospital. Like, that was his story. Then come to find out, like, I don't know how, like, later he admitted that the baby was his daughter's and that the son was the father of the baby. Now this boy who's 17 years old now is like, I've had sex with my sister hundreds of times, or 100 times. I don't know how long it's been going on. I had no idea that she was pregnant. And I'm like, you're 17. Like, you know this is wrong. Like, you don't live in the backwoods of somewhere where you don't have shoes and running water. Like, you live in a major city. Like, you know that there is nothing appropriate about this. And so he was just raping his 11-year-old sister. Nobody knows about this. Nobody saw. Like, he said that he had sex with this girl 100 times. Like, at no point did this girl start acting crazy. And the mom or the dad was like, Katie, what's going on with you? You seem weird.
Like, Katie, you get a little bloated in the stomach. What have you been eating?
What I mean, like, even before she got pregnant, like little kids, when like something is happening to children, and especially if it's a situation where they don't, because little kids just are out of pocket. Little kids just say shit and do shit. Like, they're just very, very free. And when your little kid starts acting reserved, like, something's going on. They're getting bullied in school. Something is happening in their world that they're not comfortable with, and they might not know how to say it, but you know your kid. So I can't imagine that this little girl was being raped however long it took for this 17-year-old boy to have sex with his sister 100 times, according to him. So a year, 2 years, whatever. There's no way you can tell me that you're a parent in the house with your child every day and you don't have, and even if you don't know exactly what it is, there's no way you can tell me you don't know something is going on with your 11-year-old child. It was just fucking crazy. So the mom and the dad are being brought up on like child neglect or whatever, and the boy is being charged with like incest and statutory rape and regular rape and whatever. It's, oh my gosh, until the baby was born like premature, but they brought the baby to the hospital with the umbilical cord still attached.
Oh my goodness.
Talking about this random lady just dropped this off on my porch. Like, it is so fucking stupid that
I guess they forgot there was something called a DNA test.
Or common fucking sense. Like, but why would that, I cannot imagine that as a parent, and I get it, like, there's a struggle between two of your children, but I don't understand parents who don't just get, like, wrong is wrong. And I get that that's your kid and you want to protect your kids from things, but there has to be a line where you're like, no, when you find out that your child is a serial killer, you're not like, okay, baby, it's fine. Just stay in the house. It's going to be fine. Mama's going to work it all out. No, because your child needs fucking help. You need to get your child some assistance. So I cannot imagine that these parents found out this situation and they were like, we'll lie. We'll cover it up. It's just, I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
So speaking of nude articles, I was just sent a story from the Foxhole.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Article is from within Nigeria.
Hmm.
Says, a Nigerian woman is currently in pains. That sentence, all right, that just starts off crazy to me. After she lost 4 teeth during a physical attack from her angry husband who pounced on her after discovering her gross infidelity. According to reports, the cheating wife was exposed when the man was arranging to relocate his family from Nigeria to Canada. Trouble started when the Canadian embassy requested DNA tests to prove the kids belonged to him. The husband got furious when the result of the test revealed that all 3 kids his wife claimed to have for him are not his biological children. What?
Wow.
So, again, she asked for him to pull up.
Mm-hmm.
He delivered.
Mm-hmm. And she ain't tip him.
She ain't tip him. Just wow. And then the picture of her with the missing teeth made me lose my mind. Slightly just now.
Please send me this.
I sent it to you in your WhatsApp.
Oh, okay.
I just don't... I don't get people anymore. I think I was in better when I didn't know about all the nonsense going on in the world.
Oh!
You see? I'm gonna have to talk about this on the Foxhole.
Wow.
First of all, again... Just like Harvey Weinstein.
Hold on. I love that the article says, the headline says that a husband plucks 4 teeth. Like he was just like, I'll take this one and this one and this one.
You lay your ass right there. I'm getting the fucking tools to pluck these teeth out. I'll be back with the
pliers in a minute.
I'm getting the pliers. You sit right there. Don't you move, damn it. Don't you move.
The word pluck. Like, almost makes it sound like it wasn't even violent. He didn't yell. He was just like, okay, you sit right there. I'm going to go get the pliers. I will be back for you. Like, just no, very, I think, very, very, very I calm.
I think the word should have been punched.
Definitely. Definitely.
Should have been punched. Again, like a Harvey Weinstein lady, did you not? That was going to come back somehow. Shit always has a way of coming back. What you do in the dark comes out into the light.
Man. But that's like, I don't know. I don't know how like embassies work. Like that seems like what they say he was trying to go from Nigeria to Canada. Like, is that a normal thing that you just DNA test children, or like, is there a problem with like people stealing children that's a common thing to do? Like, I don't even understand why that would happen. And I'm not saying it didn't happen. I don't understand.
That's weird.
Like, if there's a bigger problem that I've never heard about before.
Do they do DNA testing? Like,
I don't. Apparently.
Well, that's why she's got her teeth plucked out.
Damn. But how do you have, like, how long has your relationship been that you've had three children and you've been lying the entire time? But he really fucked her up.
Well, you know what? That's really painful for a man to know that this child that he has been bonding with, that he has been, you know, thinks is his blood is not.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a level of betrayal that I don't know how people live with themselves. Like, you know, it's like the girl who goes to spring break, has sex with some random, gets pregnant by some random, and then, honey, we're pregnant! Right. And he's like, yes! I'm gonna be a dad! No, that was her fucking bad mistakes that happened in fucking spring break, but that's not your child. That was a storyline on fucking Queen Sugar. It's like, how could, you know, and that was painful to watch. Just the actor portraying that. Imagine that being in real life. Like, people are fucking crazy out here, yo.
I want to know who took this picture, because the picture is like immediately after. Like, there's blood everywhere, and oh my gosh, this is crazy. You click the link to see the bigger version of the picture.
I sure did.
Wow.
That's why I lost my mind for 2 seconds. I was like, ooh.
Like, I can't believe how much blood there is on her face. And then to say something like, he plucked 4 teeth from her mouth. Like, no, he punched the fuck out of her face is what he did.
Unless he sat her down, plucked her teeth out, and then hit her with the wrench. I mean, the pliers.
Oh, my God.
I could see that happening, but... Woo!
This is nutballs. People just do better, like live more honest lives and understand, like, if you're whatever you're into, like if you tell that to people and they're not into the same things that you're into, that's cool. Give people the opportunity to opt out, but not giving them that opportunity just gets you looking like this. Woo.
She's been rode hard and hung up wet.
Lord.
Lucky style.
And I know it's inappropriate, but I'm looking at her and I was like, my immediate first thought was, wow, he really Chris Browned her.
So, do we have any obsessions with you? I'm not doing that with you.
Sorry, that was my first thought.
You're not going to disrespect my good sis, Rihanna, up in here.
Whatever. I don't know her.
You're not going to disrespect my good sis.
Look, she's over it. She's over it. She has found her peace. They have made their apologies to each other. She's moved on. He's moved on. The photos were in the news. So it's not like I cracked her phone to get that evidence. So I'm out of my opinion.
You just fixing to be dragged by the Navy.
All right, well.
You are not going to rest
Y'all seen the pictures too.
You are y'all not going to rest until too. One of these stand bases drag you.
Y'all saw the same pictures I saw.
You not going to rest. And they going to drag you.
And you are not going to look at this lady busted up face and tell me that you don't have no Rihanna connections. Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay.
I was more so thinking about the word plucked, because I was like... What was plucked? Like, I could understand. I thought his husband was a dentist, and he was like, baby, come in for a routine, you know, procedure, drugged her up, and then plucked her teeth out. Like, that's what was going in my mind.
The headline might lead you to believe, but once you see the face, because that's me, like, when was the last time I saw somebody beat this badly? And there was only one answer. And I apologize if you're offended by it, but that is the last time that I saw somebody
beat badly. Listen, I write for the Foxhole. I see a lot of shit, so I'm sure I've seen someone not thinking of, you know, my girl Riri in that situation. Okay. You're not getting this dragged. You're not getting this dragged.
Okay.
Obsessions. Do you have any obsessions this week?
I don't think so.
This is 2 weeks in a row. You gotta get an obsession up in here.
Oh my God. Well, I haven't been. Oh, you know what? Actually, the hubby God, and I.
The universe saved you.
The hubby and I have been watching The Ranch.
Which somebody mentioned that show to me.
I guess it's old. I'm about to Google it right now. It is from, when did you come out with this? 2016. Okay. So it's a couple of years old, with Ashton Kutcher, Sam Elliott, Deborah Winger. And it's actually really good about these people who live on this ranch. Ashton Kutcher left the ranch. So it was like the family ranch, but he left after high school because he was going to go be a hotshot football player. And that didn't work out for one reason or another. And so he ends up coming back home. And so now he's still like super cocky about having been a somebody at one point, but then has to just get into the life of the ranch. And like in the first episode or something, he has to stick his arm up a cow's vagina to pull a baby out. And it's just like, it's a really cool, like family kind of show, but not in the like warm, fuzzy kind of way. Where the father is constantly like, you're a fucking dickhead kind of thing. And I'm like, this is my kind of family. So we've been watching that. And I think that we are probably getting close to the end of season one. But it's been really good. And it's not like super like modern. Like there's no like real like juiciness to it. Like it's not scandalous. It's not reality TV. It's not like laugh out loud hilarious all the time. Like it's got definite funny moments. But it's just a really cool show.
You know what's funny? I'm looking up the show, and Danny Masterson and Ashton Kutcher were actually in that 70s show together.
Yes, they were.
And I also see that Danny Masterson's rape accusers claim he stalked them after Decree's ridiculous lawsuit.
Oh, Jesus, what?
More than a year after Danny Masterson was ousted from Netflix The Ranch amid sexual assault allegations, the actor is reportedly being named in a new lawsuit. HuffPost and The Hollywood Reporter report that four women who accused Masterson of raping or sexually assaulting them filed a lawsuit Wednesday against him and the Church of Scientology.
Wait, where does Scientology come in? Why is Scientology so weird?
So your show got a whole bunch of drama behind the scenes. Is this show still playing on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he got... What season are you in?
I think we're coming up to the end of one.
Okay, well, surprise.
Well, By that article. I knew that it ended. I know that it's over, but I didn't know how. Like, I didn't know any of this background story about the real life people because I don't care about them. I generally don't care about actors and musicians. Like I don't know you. Like I enjoy the products that you put out. But much like I don't need to know who's putting my McDonald's fries down into that vat of grease. I just want the delicious goodness that came out of it. I tend to not care about these people. So I did not read into the background, but wow. He's an active Scientologist and a disc jockey. Sure.
What is going on with this Scientology shit?
Yo, okay, let me tell you. I might
Leah Remini put them on blast. Yes. I gotta watch that.
And I might make some little hee-hee-hees about Rihanna. I am not getting into Scientology because them people are fucking crazy. And they're on some next level shit, allegedly, with their stalking.
Let me go have them come for us.
Not having them come for me. Nope.
You will not have them come for us.
No Scientology jokes for me because I am not ordering that to come to my door and have it delivered. Thank you very much.
Okay, because they will definitely tip you.
Yep. Not interested.
They will definitely come with a tip for your ass. I might not be able to save you. The foxhole definitely will be like, we'll pass. Hope you get through it, sis.
Nope. I know that I have read some interesting things about Scientology. I've never been to a Scientology church. Everything that I've read about it makes me question why anybody would be into Scientology, but to each his own. They have all of it.
Do they believe in God? Like, what is their thing?
They don't believe in God. They believe in... You know, I don't really know. Like, I don't know if they so much believe in a higher power, except Elrond. Elrond Hubbard, who like wrote the book on Scientology. I don't think that they believe in a higher power like a god so much as in elevating themselves to get to a level of like, oh, what did it? Leah Remini wrote all about it in her book that I read and was very interesting. But like, there's a level of like self perfection and understanding and self clarity that you will eventually reach if you go high enough up this ladder. But I guess it's, from what I understand, allegedly, it is, you have to pay into the, to get all of this education. Like, you take these classes and you get these books, and then there's, to get up into these upper levels, and there's like mandatory retreats to earn points, and it's very, what?
Yeah. Is it a game or fucking religion? What are we?
If you, oh, what the hell? Hold on, let me see. Leah Remini. She's probably written more than one, but was it Troublemaker? I get, maybe it was Troublemaker. That she wrote this book, and she starts, and she's talking about all of, it must have been Troublemaker then, where she's talking about Scientology and how she got into it. Her mom was dating a guy who was into Scientology. And so like she and her sister started going like as a summer program. And then they just kind of stayed in it. So she was in it for a long time, but she tells about, you know, getting into it, working at this little retreat that everybody has to go to and how crazy it is and like all of the different things, and they do these like lie detector tests, or they like, I don't know if it was meant to be a lie detector test, but they like, they ask you questions to test if you're ready to go to that next level. But it's like people who decide if you're lying or not. So like they hold, they have a machine, and then they like tell you that the machine says you're not ready or whatever. It's all, and I'm not saying that Leah Remini's story is 100% true. I believe it. And she might have made up some shit or exaggerated some shit about Scientology. I don't think she did. But it's crazy.
Let me get my cross, because I feel like you got to. Let me just get my cross.
Okay, okay. So it's called Troublemaker Surviving Hollywood. It's a great book. It is like, I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. Like, you have got to be shitting me. So if you ever go to the library and renew that card, like I asked you to do a solid 2 months ago, and now my book is not on hold anymore. Thank you very much. But if you get the book from the library, it's available in audiobook. You can listen to it. You will be just as amazed. Also go to the library.
Okay. I will do that.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
I like those moments when I get called out on air. All right. My obsession is not religion-based.
Mine wasn't it either.
It's not pissing off any stand bases either.
Fine.
So, down in New Orleans, I said, I want to try Gator. I'm going to try it. I'm going to experience this. And even though I was in hell of frustration, I finally got my Gator. They said that they were going to give me Gator. They said that we'll do half and half. One side is going to be fried, and then another side is going to be blackened. I said, fine. I got to tell you.
It was good, right?
I fucking enjoyed that shit.
Right?
First of all, the thing about Gator is you can't really tell. It tastes like chicken. So it's kind of like if someone handed that to me and said, here, eat this. Mm-hmm. And I would have said, oh, okay. I'm like, damn, that was good. Oh, that was alligator. Oh, okay. It's more, it to me, it's more firm than a chicken tender. I loved it.
Yeah.
I want more, actually.
It's good.
But I can't see, I won't be able to get that anywhere in the city. So I'll have to take a trip down south again to get more gator. But I will say, two thumbs up or two foxtails up. I'm ready for more. So yeah, that's my obsession. Gator.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. You can get it at, not, I won't say you get it everywhere down here, but there are a number of places, certainly more than you would find in the city, that just have gator on their menu. So I have had it, and I agree. I like it. It is a little chewier than chicken, but good stuff.
You know what? I just Googled, and they said that they have, like, some gator stuff in the city.
I would think that if you have a New Orleans-themed restaurant, that they should have some.
I am tempted to try it and see if I like it, if it's good there. But I'm glad we have the option in the city. I'm like, they don't have gator in the city? That's crazy. But, you know, they do. So I'm going to head to this restaurant I just pulled up. If they deliver, that's great, because I'll give them a tip. That seems to be the theme of the podcast.
Tip them.
Just tip them. If you're going to ask them to pull up, you better tip them. All right. So that was a good podcast. Any final thoughts before we end?
No. Like and subscribe and all of that. Check us out on all of your favorite podcast players. Thanks for listening. Check out InsideJamariFox.com every day.
I haven't really blogged that much, so not every day.
Okay, but so don't take it out. Check it out every day, because apparently Jamari Fox is slacking.
Slacking on my blogging. But you know what? I bought my laptop down to New Orleans, because I said, you know, maybe I'll have a moment where I could open my laptop and give the Fox a little bit of juice. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
So I'm back, and, you know, I'm getting back into the groove again.
Okay.
I did kind of need a break, too. Again, I get a lot of news all the time, and I hear all the fucked up shit going on in the world, and sometimes I'm like, oh, God. It's just a lot of bad energy that I need to expel. So sometimes I just step away from the foxhole a little bit. You know, I'll be still doing things on my social medias, but sometimes I just step away from the actual foxhole, because I get so much news, and I'm really grateful for my foxholders sending me all this good news. I'm not saying I don't appreciate it, but the world is just such a fucked up place.
It really is.
That sometimes I just have to step away from the forest, put myself in a bubble, and say, you know what? I don't know nothing going on. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you need those moments, and it's good to sometimes just take a social media break, because that's a lot of energy that you're getting at once.
Very true. Very true. Social media can be very overwhelming. And I think that there's Google is, and I think that Apple, I don't know if Apple already has it, but there are a lot of apps now that are being designed to bring awareness to how much you're on your phone.
Yep. We have it. Screen time.
Yeah. And so Apple and Google has Zen mode. So you can be more conscious of how much time you're spending on your phone and how much time you're spending in particular apps. And people may need to just step away sometimes when you realize that social media is becoming toxic in your life. Just put it down.
You know what? I think what I'm going to do is, because I do my screen time from 7 to 9:30, because that's the time I usually like blog real heavy. I think I'm going to push that time up from like 5 to 9:45. You know, just so that I have a moment of peace away from everything.
Yeah.
And just step away. So between 5 and 9:45, I could be blogging, watching a movie, taking a nap. But just stepping away from the phone, because it can get very, 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 very toxic. And even just people in your life, like just seeing the shit they're doing. And, you know, again, a lot of people like to, you know, like for me, my New Orleans trip probably made someone feel depressed, because they're still in their state and they couldn't travel and they're seeing me having a good time. But again, you didn't know what I was dealing with in the background.
Right.
So you're just seeing my highlight reel. But we see so many highlight reels that is just like, well, I'm not doing what I need to do. Maybe I need to do more and da 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 da. No, you just need to step away from your fucking phone.
Yeah.
Just step away from your phone for a minute.
It's true. Everybody's not living the good life they portray.
No. No. Anyway, guys, thank you guys for listening, and I hope to see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye.